April 17th, 1922. The divine will, acting in the soul, forms the image of the three divine persons and constitutes her queen of everything. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I found my sweet Jesus, my life, my all. From him came out innumerable suns of light that surrounded him. I flew into the midst of that light, and throwing myself into his arms, I clasped him very tightly, telling him, "Finally, I found you. Now I will not leave you any more. You make me wait so long, and I remain without life, without you. But without life, I cannot be. Therefore, now I will not leave you any more." And I squeezed him more tightly, for fear that he might escape. And Jesus, as though enjoying my squeezes, told me, "My daughter, do not fear. I will not leave you either. If you cannot be without me, neither can I be without you. And to make you certain that I do not leave you, I want to chain you with my same light." I remained so immersed and interwoven within the light of Jesus that it seemed to me that I would no longer find the way to get out. How happy I felt, and how many things I comprehended in that light. I lacked the words to express myself. I just remember that he said to me, "Daughter of my will, this light that you see is nothing other than my will, which wants to consume your will in order to give you the shape of our image, that is, of the three divine persons, in such a way that, transforming you completely into ourselves, we will leave you in our volition as divine actor that matches us in whatever we do. So, our images will come out from us, and our will acting in you will assume as many of them. Oh, how the purpose of creation will be fulfilled! The echo of our will be the echo of our will possessed by you. The exchanges will be mutual. The love will be reciprocal. We will be in full harmony. The creature will disappear within her creator, and then nothing else will be lacking to our joy, to our happiness, for which we issued the creation. The let us make man in our image and likeness will have its effect, and our will alone, as actor in the creature, will give completion to everything. And creation will bring us the divine purpose, and we will receive it into our womb as our work, just as we issued it. And besides, if you cannot be without me, it is the echo of my love that resounds in your heart, such that, unable to be without you, it reverberates in you, and you, shaken, seek the one who so much loves you. And I, seeing myself sought for, feel the echo of your love in mine, and I feel drawn to send you a new current of love so that you may seek me more. And I, my love, sometimes, as much as I seek you, you do not come. And therefore, now that I have found you, I will not leave you any more. I will no longer go back to my bed. I cannot. You made me wait too long, and I fear that if I go back, you will repeat your privations. And I squeezed him more tightly, repeating, "I won't leave you any more. I won't leave you any more." And Jesus, though he enjoyed my squeezes, told me, "My beloved daughter, you are right that you cannot be without me, without your life. But what are we going to do with my will? Indeed, it is my will that wants you to return to your bed. Do not fear. I do not leave you. I will leave the current of the light of my will between you and me. And whenever you want me, you will touch the current of the light of my volition, and I, immediately, upon its wings, will be with you. Therefore, go back, but for nothing else than to allow my will to accomplish its designs, and the course it wants to take in you. I myself will accompany you, to give you the strength to go back. But, oh goodness of Jesus, it seemed that if he did not have my consent, neither would he feel like making me go back. And as soon as I said, Jesus, do whatever you want, I found myself back inside myself. Now, the whole day I felt surrounded by light, and whenever I wanted him, I touched the light and he would come. Then, the following day, he carried me outside of myself and made me see all created things, of which not only was Jesus the creator and dominator, but from him came the life of the preservation of all things. The current of the created power was in continuous relations with them. And if he were missing, all things would resolve into nothing. Then my sweet Jesus told me, to the daughter of my will, I want to give supremacy over everything. My dominion and hers must be one. If I am king, she must be queen. And if I give you knowledge of everything, it is because I want that you not only know my dominions, but that together with me you dominate and conquer in the preservation of all created things. Just as my will extends from me over all, so do I want it to extend from you. Then he made me notice one point of the world from which black smoke was coming out. And he... See, over there are statesmen who want to decide the lots of kingdoms. But they do it without me. And where I'm not present, there cannot be light. They have nothing but the smoke of their passions that blinds them more. Therefore, they will come up with nothing good, but it will serve them to embitter one another and cause graver consequences. Poor peoples, led by blind and interested men. These men will be pointed at as the laughing stock of history, good only at bringing ruin and confusion. But let us withdraw. Let us leave them at the mercy of themselves, that they may know what it means to do things without me. Then he disappeared. And I found myself inside myself.